Ngemva kwamaviki ambalwa kuhluzisiswa entsitha udaba lokuthi uMongameli Donald Trump weMelika wayefuna ukuthi ilizwe leUkraine lidinge udaka angabhica ngalo omunye wabakhangelelwe ukuncintisana laye kukhetho lomnyaka ozayo, uMnumzana Joe Biden andubana lelo lizwe liphiwe uncedo lwezomvikela. UZulu uze wazizwela ngokwakhe ubufakazi obethulweyo emphakathini. Umgcinisihlalo wekomiti ye-intelligence uMnumzana Adam Schiff nguye okhokhela lolu hlelo.
The essence of what the president communicates.
Kodwa uMongameli Donald Trump yena elokhu esithi uqanjelwa amanga. Uqale ukwethula ubufakazi ngowayeyisiphathamandla esigodlweni seMelika kwele Ukraine uMnumzana William Taylor. UTaylor uthi okwakusenzakala kwamthiya engahlalisekanga kuhle ngoba kwakungekho emthethweni.
Someone who is, I think, performing another vital service for the country relating the facts that came to his attention, the very disturbing facts that came to his attention.
UTaylor uthi kwabamgceke ukuthi uncedo olwalumele luphiwe iUkraine lwalusetshenziswa njengesikhumbathiso sokuba kucutshungulwe uMnumzana Joe Biden ngele Ukraine. Yena uBiden uthi mpela ukwenziwa nguTrump kumele athoniswe.
He's indicted himself by his own statements.
Abanye abaphe ubufakazi izolo yisisebenzi sogatsha lwe-State Department uMnumzana George Kent. Omunye njalo okhangelelwe ukupha ubufakazi ngowake wamela eleMelika kwele Ukraine unkosikazi Marie Yavanovich.
This is a very strong case of bribery.
Uyanovich uthi kulobufakazi bokufumbathiswa. Amalunga ebandla likaTrump elama-Republicans athi akula bufakazi bokuthi uTrump wayefuna ukufumbathisa uMongameli Volodymyr Zelensky wakele Ukraine ngoba lolu ncedo okwakuthiwa wayefuna ukufumbathisa ngalo lwaphiwa ilizwe leli.